Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Naveen Jain is coming back on. He's an engineer. He's Indian. He's a genius. He's going to change your life. Talking about your gut. So you should definitely want to hear what Naveen has to say. Also, we got the news coming up. First, I'll tell you about Geico. Do you own, do you rent your home? Well, you got one or the other, right? And I bet you'd like to save a few ducats too, right? Well, how about you get your bundle going? Bundle up that automotive policy along with your homeowner's or renter's insurance. It's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around the house. So just go to geico.com, get a quote, and see just how much you could be saving when you go to Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle at geico.com.
Do you want to be a part of Adam's next book?
Shit, yeah!
Submit your questions for Ask an Asshole by emailing them to askhole@adamcarolla.com. Ask about any topic you need the Ace Man's advice or answers on. That's askhole@adamcarolla.com.
Well, entrepreneur extraordinaire and engineer and beyond, Naveen Jain is on. Viome is his company. They do a take-home test you send back, and you can figure out your wellness and your gut health, and there's also stuff coming up with immune systems and all that kind of stuff. Good to see you, Naveen.
Well, Adam, it's been a long time, so I'm so glad we finally reconnected here, and I hope you're doing well and your family's doing well.
We are, and thank you. So I guess first things first, you're from India. What's going on in India? Do you any updates?
Oh, brother. It is pretty sad out there. I mean, it is hard to see that while we are coming out of this pandemic as if it never happened, there it is like it's just the beginning of this rough time. You know, people are dying by the roadside. What I'm being told is they can't even buy wood to bury people. So it is pretty sad out there, brother. Pretty sad out there.
And
thankfully, you know, I don't have any immediate family there. Not that it means anything, but I'm trying to say at least, you know, thankfully all of our family is safe, but I still feel bad for a lot of people out there.
Well, and ironically, and I should probably confirm this, but what I understand is a lot of the vaccine, or at least active ingredients in the vaccine, are made in India. So it's even sadder and more frustrating.
It is. But there, you know, the key components, they still are missing there. So they still have to go from US to there, which is basically the key to making everything work.
I see.
And that's really where it gets held up. And then whole, you know, this whole idea of patents, you know, who owns the idea, who owns a patent, they can't make it. So, you know, all the nightmare. This should be, honestly, now I'm going to put myself up on it. We got to make this damn thing available to everyone. I mean, we can't really be about rich and poor. This, you know, it doesn't matter. Virus doesn't care. You're Christian. Virus doesn't care. You're rich. Virus doesn't care. You're poor. Virus doesn't care. You're Indian. It doesn't care. You're American. If it mutates in India, it becomes our problem. It may not be our problem today. It'll become our problem tomorrow. So let's just contain it where it is. And otherwise, next thing we know, we are all going to be running.
Naveen, can you just kind of tell us your personal story, your journey when you came to the United States? Or we'll start at the beginning. Just set the table for us.
Yeah, brother, I hate talking about myself. I could tell you about all my ideas. I can tell you about all the things I'm working on. I can tell you all about how we're going to change the humanity. Just talking about myself makes me really, really nervous. So here you go. So grew up in India. You know, we were pretty poor. We didn't have food to eat. We didn't have a place we called home. I came to the United States, got 37 years ago with $5 in my pocket and barely spoke the language. And most people will tell you I barely speak the language now, so there's not much has changed, right? But God has been really, really kind to us. I mean, I would have never imagined the life that I am living or our children are living. But what gives me the real pride is not what I have done, but our three children who are just going out and doing things that are making the world better. So when they were young, we redefined what success meant. We say your success will never be measured by how much money you have in the bank. It'll be measured by how many lives you improved. Right? The only way you truly know when you're successful, the day you become humble is the day you become successful. Because if you have iota of arrogance left in you, that means you're still trying to prove something to yourself or someone else. That's not a true success. right? And your self-worth doesn't come from what you own. Your self-worth comes from what you create. So if you haven't created anything, you haven't given back anything, you're still a parasite on humanity. So I always used to tell our kids, don't be a fucking parasite.
Well said.
Did poor kids like, I just wanted some Froyo pops. Thanks for the fucking sermon. Jesus Christ, it's Sunday. Am I allowed to take a walk?
What are you talking about?
But Adam, now, let me tell you that now that how proud the dad is. So now having done all that, my oldest, just Google him, uncle. He's on to his third unicorn, working on things to help improve the lives of middle class. Wharton graduate. Our daughter kicks his ass every single day. That girl, Stanford grad, Stanford STEM fellow, Stanford Mayfield fellow, first company removing gender bias in hiring, started a second company on women's health. She said, no one is worried about women's health. I'm going to start with the women's health, and everything's going to be all about women's health. Youngest one, Stanford grad, Schwarzman scholar, starting his company, right? Now, that to me is a great parenting. I don't really care what I do, but that to me, what makes me proud.
Yeah, time for you to sit back and relax.
Yeah. I don't think my kids
one thing
are...
I'm doing right now.
So
going to the moon, changing healthcare. That's just almost retirement.
Well, let's talk about it. So you developed a robot lunar lander to explore and mine the moon's resources. What is on the moon that we could use here on Earth?
Well, there are a couple of things here, Adam. So one thing is, why go to the moon, right? So first thing is, if you look at all of us, 7.4 billion of us, we actually are living on a single spacecraft, and we call that planet Earth. And if our spacecraft gets damaged, it's not that our planet won't survive. Our planet will be just fine. The humanity may not survive. Go back to 65 million years ago when the asteroid hit the planet Earth. Planet did just fine. In fact, the dinosaurs all died. The planet did so fine it created humans, right? Now imagine if same thing happens, the humanity may die and it may create superhumans. So if you care about the humanity, forget about I care about the planet. I said that is too egotistic for you to say I care about the planet. Planet doesn't need you to care about it. You just need to care about your fellow humans, right? And if you can back them up on moon, and that's a first stepping stone, that's not a final destination, because moon is just 3 days away. So if you want to learn to live away from our spacecraft, you have to learn to live on the moon so you can go to the Mars. And as I always tell people, it's better to be goddamn lunatic 3 days away than to be a Martian 6 months away, right? Mm-hmm. So learn to live, learn to paddle on the moon, go to the Mars, then go beyond our solar system because our sun may implode one day. You want to go beyond our galaxy into the somewhere in the other galaxy. You want to go beyond our universe into the multiverse. So it's all imagination of what we can do. There is a whole abundance of the things we could all achieve there.
Hey, note to self, no edibles in front of Naveen. A fucking
last
head will
time
explode.
I make that mistake.
So, but you did, what was your role in sending the lunar lander to the moon?
So we actually are the only company that has permission to actually leave Earth orbit, and as a private company, to actually leave the Earth orbit, period. That President Obama signed into the law that also says that anything we bring back, we get to own it. So there is literally the right to ownership of the stuff that you bring in. We also have $2.6 billion contract from NASA to actually work with them to be able to go to the moon. So all that, I'm the co-founder of that company. And then 5 years ago, I started the healthcare company. And this is really where, for the next decade, this is where I'm dedicating my life to, right? So anytime you do something, at least to me, Adam, I'm going to give you a rule of thumb. When you start a company and you want to make it really, really big, I give you the formula. So don't ever tell me that I haven't done anything for you. All right, so here you go. When you start a company, ask yourself three questions. Why this? Why now? Why me? Why this is really simple. God forbid you're actually successful in solving the problem that you're about to be doing. Would it help a billion people live a better life? And not because you're philanthropic. If you can improve anything for a billion people, you can create a $100 billion company. So that's a true capitalism, right? You want to create a massive company, focus on improving people's life, the company gets automatically get created. Why now is really simple. What had changed in the last 1 year, but more importantly, what do we expect to change in the next 3 to 5 years to be where the puck is going to be, not where the puck is. So look at what technologies are going to be used in the next 3 to 5 years and build on that. And Adam, I got to admire something. Now I'm going to say something complimentary, which I hate to say that, right? You were ahead of the curve. I mean, look, on the podcast side, you and I chatted 3 years ago. You and I would have never thought you're going to go become a rock star. I mean, you know, you looked like a rock star, but becoming a rock star, that was like way beyond my imagination of a moonshot. So I've done moonshot. That was not something I ever thought would ever happen. Not in my lifetime, at least.
Well, thanks, so here you are. Well, all right. So let's talk about health and and the gut. And what the gut means for health and what we've been discovering about that and what you've been discovering about that. And then how does that in the immune system and then COVID-19, how it dovetails into that?
So, great question, Adam. So first of all, you know, if you look at the human body, even though we are so proud of who we are, we think our genes we get from a mom and dad makes us who we are without realizing 99% of all the genes that are expressed in our body are not our own. These are foreign microbial stuff. 39 trillion in our gut, in our mouth, on our skin, in our nose, in our, you know, pick a thing you want. There are microbes everywhere, right? So now these microbes are not parasites. They, in fact, work with our body. We, as a host, are constantly interacting with them. We, in fact, have outsourced the functions to them. So, for example, when we eat vegetables or fiber, it can't be digested by the human body. So these microbes digest the fiber for us. In turn, they release they poop out. That's called micro poop, right? In technical word is metabolites, right? The micro poop is what we survive on. So when they poop out the stuff, we absorb that, which is short chain fatty acid. That makes us happy. They make vitamins for us. They make the good stuff for us. When we don't feed them right, they release the toxins. They release the stuff that we don't like. So they are basically telling you what they want. And as long as we feed them right, they take care of us. We don't feed them right. They say, you know what? Bye-bye, Adam. We got a new host coming up. Right? So they, literally what we are discovering is all of the diseases are actually begin in the gut. So this is 2,500 years ago. Remember what Hippocrates said? All diseases begin in the gut. Yeah, let food be thy medicine, let thy medicine be the food. There you have it.
So so we need to find out, are all our guts different?
Yes. So answer is not only our guts are different, even if you are identical twins with the same DNA, one may develop a disease, one doesn't. One may actually, it's because their microbiomes are completely different. In fact, if you feed them exactly the same food, one person may get fat, other doesn't, because the glucose response depends on your gut microbiome. So this is what we learned. So Adam, so you were asking me, what do we do? So we look at your gut microbiome, and then we look at the host side. So with a finger prick, we get a couple of drops of your blood that allows us to look at all the genes that are expressed in our body. So all the inflammatory markers like cytokines. We look at all the mitochondrial gene expression. We look at your immune health, your cellular health, your mitochondrial health. And then we look at all of your gut stuff. That means what these microbes are producing. And based on that, we can tell you, should you eat this food or you shouldn't and why? So for example, it tells me, hey, Naveen, don't eat broccoli and cabbage and Brussels sprout. Not that I love them to begin with, but it tells me because your gut is not is producing too much sulfide. And if you eat broccoli, it has a lot of sulfate, is going to cause more inflammation in your gut. Don't eat spinach because your gut is not digesting the oxalic acid. Despite the Popeye telling you spinach is good for everyone, Popeye was not the scientist. So spinach is not good for you. And here's the key now. Then we say, okay, here are the food you should eat and why. And then we say, here is what your body is lacking that you are not making. So you need 22 milligrams of elderberry. You need 7 milligrams of curcumin. You need 18 milligrams of amylase. And then we literally make those capsules with those ingredients, with that dosage robotically on demand for you after you've taken the test.
Oh,
so literally making all the nutrients that your body needs on demand for you.
So,
and you've got to, you should, what?
All right. So let's just unpack this. You get the test and you figure out what your unique biology needs and what it should avoid. And it's not all just what your mom said, like have cod liver oil and eat your leafy greens. Yeah. Because, you know, we were talking about this just on a simpler notion. I brought it up the other day. I said cheese. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with cheese. I feel good with cheese. I enjoy cheese. I don't feel like phlegmy or inflamed or inflammation or stomach or bowel problems or anything. I'm fine with cheese. Gina is not. It's a simplistic and less scientific version of what you're saying. But is that kind of a simplistic example of like, Gina, don't eat the cheese. I can eat the cheese. But what you're kind of saying is what if Gina ate as much cheese as I ate because she didn't have the overt reactions? She didn't have constipation or she didn't feel like, you know, sluggish or whatever, but she was still doing something her body didn't want.
That is the key, Adam. By the time you feel the symptom, it's already too late.
Right.
That means the damage has been done because that's why the body is feeling the symptom. So what we do is we look before you actually feel the symptom. So everyone says, you know, take the peanuts and avocado or rice or whole wheat. And by the way, vitamin B3 is good for everyone. Guess what? It's really, really bad for you if you have very high uric acid production because the vitamin B3, the niacin, actually increases the turns of uric acid into the arthritis, kidney stones, and hypertension, right? People say turmeric and curcumin is good for you. Mm-hmm. But guess what? It's good for some people, but not for the people whose bile acid production is high because the curcumin can convert the bile acid into the bile salt that causes problems. And a lot of people who are into longevity, they say, you know what, take that, you know, NAD. But guess what? NAD is bad for people who have high inflammation or high cellular senescence. And, they, you know, this is general wisdom. People say, hey, don't eat meat. Meat is bad for you. Guess what? Meat is only bad for some people. And a lot of people you and I know in Midwest, they eat meat and potatoes live to be 100. Why is that? Because the carnitine in the meat gets converted by our microbes into something called TMA, trimethylamine. If you're not converting that, you're good because TMA gets absorbed by the body and your liver converts them into TMAO, trimethylamine oxide. And that's the one that causes the heart disease. So if your microbes are not producing TMA, eat all the red meat. It's got a lot of good nutrients in there.
Dana.
Just to sort of double down on your point, I'm going to show a grotesque picture that you will be shocked at when you see. Hopefully I don't look like this now, but you know, in terms of people going, oh, my skin's messed up, I need to go to a dermatologist. No. So the picture I'm going to show you, you can put it up. This was when I was heavily inflamed. My gut was heavily inflamed. First of all, I was also living in an apartment that had a mold issue, but I was eating, I can't eat gluten. I didn't know that. And everything in my body that I was eating, it was coming out in my skin, my eyes, my forehead, it was all symmetrical. So that's how my doctor
very
knew.
Red and splotchy.
It hurt, it itched, it was all down my neck, all down my chest.
Like three rounds of Chris Brown.
This isn't the worst picture. So and everyone said, go to a dermatologist. And thank God my doctor, you can take it down, who is sort of holistic and said, this isn't a dermatologist issue. That's a symptom. They can put a Band-Aid on it. Let's do the gut work. And it changed my life. So I just want to sort of double down on what you're saying.
Gina, this is absolutely right. So what we are learning, Adam, I think, Gina, you just set it up so right. Our customers, we just fixed the gut issues. They tell us they're losing weight. They're telling us they're no longer taking the biologics anymore for autoimmune disease. Their acne is gone. Their eczema is gone. People tell them depression and anxiety.
Yes.
So we, in fact, just, you know, our gut and brain are connected together, right? So we, in fact, we just published a paper, Adam. This is like groundbreaking stuff. In 4 months, just eating the right diet and our supplements, we showed your depression clinical score went down by 40%. Your anxiety went down by 36%. Your IBS, which is stomach ache, the constipation, diarrhea, went down by 36%. And your diabetes by 30%. Think about that. Not even a drug does that, right? So this is, to me, the let food be thy medicine, right? So this is something we got to start thinking about, that we can't rely on pharmaceutical companies to cure these diseases. For them, when you have a chronic disease, or like Gina had that eczema, they want a lifetime subscriber for their product. That's what they want.
The Flutocazone propionate, I have gone through those tubes, and I trust me, and that's not good for you. You know, so I absolutely agree.
So let's just go through the process and make sure we're clear on it. You get a blood sample in this case, or a stool sample in this case?
So brother, this is a kit, a Viome kit, right? You open it up. Inside there are two things. We send you the kit at home. There's a toilet seat cover. You touch off a stool and few drops of your blood. You put them in a tube. It preserves your messenger RNA. So this is the part that I think most people don't realize. We are the only company in the world that looks at your gene expression. That means mRNA, that four-letter word that has become really popular nowadays. We basically look at your messenger RNA in your body that tells us all the things that are going on, not what could have happened. Because DNA tells you what could have happened. And remember, your DNA never changes. So if you gain 200 pounds, your DNA is the same. Whether you have eczema or you don't have eczema, your DNA is the same. But your gene expression is constantly changing. And that's what we measure. So to answer your question, we look at the blood, we look at the stool, and soon we'll be looking at saliva. And that gives us a whole picture of your body. Then we tell you in your app, this is what's happening. This is your immune health. This is your cellular health. This is your gut health. And this is, and what's your biological age? Not how old you are, how old your body is, right? And by the way, even though chronologically you may be aging, you could reduce your biological age. Now, surprise, I am 62. My biological age came down, in fact, year after year, now I'm 49. So I'm hoping when I'm 70 years old, my biological age will be 35, and I'll be kicking ass of those 30-year-old kids who think they can still go out and create a company.
So once you then do the analysis, you were talking earlier about putting together a supplement that was specific for each person in each test. Like you were talking about elderberries and extract and things that, you know, most of us don't have laying around or wouldn't be able to cobbled together from the whole food. So how's that process work?
So basically, we tell you what you need, and we literally make this box just for you. Every single ingredient your body needs in the quantity. And then what you get at home is just what you need, nothing that you don't. A capsule's made just for you. All the probiotics, all the prebiotics, everything that your body needs, and you get them every single month. And guess what? This is the best part. Most of the people who take supplements, and you ask them, hey, is it working for you? Well, I kind of feel better, but I don't know if it is really doing something or not. Well, I'm really worried about COVID, you mentioned. I'm taking all these supplements. Are they working for you? How do you know your immunity is better? I hope it is. Guess what? We don't say, just have faith. We say, look at the fact. This is your immune health right now. This is your inflammation right now. This is your propensity to catch infection, histamine. And now when you do a test again, you can see your scores again. So literally you can see what is going on. And if some things are not working, we just keep making sure it works for you. And that's our job, is to keep iterating, reiterating until it works for you. Not because it worked for Gina, it should work for Adam. Everything is designed for you. And our AI keeps getting better and better because now we have 250,000 people. So every person who joins benefited from everyone came before them. And when you join, you benefit everyone else. And that's really the flywheel. And this is one concept, Adam, I hope we can figure out for your show. How do we make sure that your show, every single show, it benefits from the previous shows? That means how do you create a flywheel rather than every person who is listening to the first time or 100th time, it's the same experience. How do you make the experience better for the person who is 100th time listener versus first time listener, right? And if you can do that, you've created a flywheel because now you have the people who benefit more. Every person who joins you today, how do they benefit from all the people who came before them, right? And that to me is something once in any company you can create. If you sell water, my first customer gets the same experience as the 100,000 customer. First customer of Wyome did not have the same experience than the 250,000 customer because we have now learned of what works and what doesn't work. And that flywheel effect, no other company. Now I put a moat around my business, right? And that to me is how you create a massively audacious company. The data we collect now, this is the beauty of it. Now we actually just got FDA approval, Adam. This to me is a proud moment of a person who has no degree in science, never thought I would be a healthcare guy. We just got FDA breakthrough device approval for detecting stage one oral cancer and throat cancer with 97% specificity. Think about that, just by looking at your saliva. Now we are doing the same thing for colorectal cancer. We are developing a vaccine. We are working on autoimmune diseases. So we now have, we can predict 30 different diseases before they happen. So we don't simply tell you, you have your diabetes. We say, look, you are moving towards a person who has diabetes. You are moving towards it. Oh, look, now you're moving away from it because your now lifestyles have changed. Are you moving towards becoming someone who has a heart disease? Or are you moving away from it? And that feedback loop tells you, hey, I need to keep down the path of good lifestyle versus bad. And the feedback loop is what's normally missing in all of the lifestyle, you know, supplements and stuff, because you don't know it is working or it's not working.
It's very true. Even guys like Dr. Drew, physicians, whomever, they're like, I don't know, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't work. It all sort of falls under the heading of couldn't hurt, so right. Might as well go ahead and do it. And it makes my whiz a different color. So it must be doing something.
That's right.
But so how long, I mean, so this sounds diabolically interesting and smart, and you get your supplements made specifically for your gut, then you retest to see what direction you're going. How long between you starting the supplements and the retesting?
So you can retest as often as you want, but we have a plan which essentially gives you the test for free today. So you can sign up for a plan. We give you the test kit at no cost. It's $199 a month. And then we send you supplement every month. Every 6 months, we retest you and readjust all your stuff. Or you can just buy the test and buy the supplement for $149. And you can do tests as often as you want. Every time you do a test, we readjust how your body had changed. So as your body is changing, not just your gut, how your host side, the blood is changing, how your inflammation is coming down, how your mitochondrial energy production is changing. And we keep adjusting as your body is changing. So you could do it every 3 months like I do, or you could do every 6 months. And it's really, to me, the 4 to 6 months is really the right number. So if you want to be really, really good about it, you change every 4 months. If you want, like, you know, say, fine, I'm really healthy, I'll do every 6 months. But really, you got to constantly adjust because your body is constantly changing. It is not what it used to be. So every time you change your diet, your body changes. So you have to keep adjusting. And what we find here, Adam, which is really, really interesting, is people stay with our things. And the reason they stay is because they feel better. And that's the key. We stay focused on not making money. We stay focused on improving people, because once we do that, all the good things will happen, right? So the good things come to those who stay focused on making sure their customers benefit. And if you keep doing that, just like you do, Adam, today, like I have now, you know, so last week I probably watched about half a dozen of your episodes. Just wanted to see, have you changed or are you the same person? And I really enjoy that, how you bring the guest and how you really enliven the show. You really are really a great interviewer. A lot of the times you participate in the conversation, and a lot of the times you will just let the guest talk, right? And depending
guess which
on
one this is. The conversation.
Fine, you got me.
I may change a lot, but my attire pretty much stays consistently. Well, thank you, Naveen. And I'm very interested in the gut, in the immune system. And can you speak lastly about COVID and the immune system and how it is so dramatically different for so many people? Personally, I've been traveling the country this entire time. I've been doing every single thing they tell you to avoid doing, I have been doing it. And for some reason, I haven't gotten COVID. I have a pretty good immune system. I don't get sick very often. I don't know if it's connected to that. I don't know if there's a connection, obviously, between your gut and your immune system. What do you know vis-a-vis COVID and the gut and the immune system?
So first of all, just remember, 70% of our immune system is along our gut line. Our gut, microbes in our gut are constantly tuning and modulating our immune system. And when your immune system is healthy, guess what happens? Even if you are exposed to a virus, yes, it immune system instantly kills it. It doesn't let it replicate. So you never get a disease. Doesn't mean you didn't get the exposure, but your immune system is constantly killing it, which is what vaccine does. Because vaccine, all it's doing is training your immune system to actually go after that particular thing, right? But if your immune system is strong, guess what? You don't catch flu for the same reason. Because at the end of the day, COVID is no different. It is an RNA, mRNA virus. It's an RNA virus just like a flu is an RNA virus. And a lot of people don't catch flu because their immune system is good. And your immune system becomes good for two reasons. One is, first of all, you don't take antibiotics because that really, really screws up everything, right? When you take antibiotics, it kills your gut microbiome, your immune system gets really weak. So first thing you need to do is to make sure you're eating healthy. And I think you and I in the first episode, I still remember talking about the dishwasher. Should we use the dishwashing liquid or not? Because it literally has all the grease cutting stuff. And then you don't wash your plates right or you drink from the glass, guess what? All the dish liquid is going into your gut and cleaning up your gut lining just like a grease, right? It's a point of trying to make a use. You are healthy. I mean, you and I chatted before on our first time. You really do healthy lifestyle. And
well,
that is the
I'm
reason.
Not, hold on. I'm not a health nut. I have plenty of transgressions. But sure. So I grew up without antibiotics. I never took antibiotics and my entire life, mainly because I didn't have access to adequate health care. But I remember very specifically when I was 28, I had strep throat. Mm-hmm. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk. Now, the people who know me know I have a strong constitution. Yeah. And if I'm telling you, I went to the emergency room and just threw myself on the mercy of the court in North Hollywood, an emergency room at midnight, because that's how bad my throat was for how long it was. I ended up leaving because I didn't want to wait in line. I never ended up taking antibiotics or medicine. So I have a rich history of nothing when it comes to antibiotics. And then I have a rich history of exposing myself to dirt and eating cheese with mold on it and just all this stuff. Never used Purell, no hygiene whatsoever.
Just so much food off the ground.
Just food off the ground and junk that people would never put in their mouth, and I've eaten it all the time. So maybe I set the table for myself this way with this extreme lack of hygiene.
And also, I think that also increases the diversity in your gut. It also trains your immune system to look for all those things. And once your immune system is very strong, it deals with everything else. Because really, what you've done is really build your immune system to deal with the things that most people don't know how to do it, right? And that's the reason people live on the cities. They grew up in these big concrete jungles. Versus people who live on the farm. People who live on the farm rarely get sick because they are constantly in the cow poop to the chicken feed to everything, and they're constantly exposed and inhaling all the microbes, and that keeps their immune system strong. They don't come say, "Oh, I think it's spring. My nose is running. I got all kinds of allergies." They don't get allergies. They're always exposed to that, right? And that's really the key.
Yeah. There's studies, simple stuff like people who have indoor-outdoor dogs don't get hay fever as much because they're being exposed. Amish don't get it because they spend so much time outside. Obviously, if you're in an apartment in Manhattan and you don't get out much, then you're more susceptible to it. So you don't know and I don't know, but I do feel like after breaking every COVID rule and doing all the stuff everyone told me not to do involving travel and live shows and groups and shaking hands and taking pictures with everyone and no one's wearing a mask, I must have been exposed to it countless times, I'm guessing. It's just something with my immune system where it didn't take. Whereas Dr. Drew got it and it got hit bad with it because he has a very different immune system than I do.
Well, that tells you, by the way, I'm not saying anything about Dr. Drew. That just tells you what he's selling. No one is buying. If, you know, that's not good for a brand. Buy the immune health from me. And by the way, oh my God, look at what happened to me.
I'll tell him you said that.
Oh, no.
I just got a text. He died. But anyway. Oh. Now, so I see, I feel like most of the science, you know, 10 years ago was sort of heading toward the brain. But now I feel like most of the science is heading toward the gut.
Well, yeah. And when, like I said, when I've been going to my doctor for years and she's holistic in the sense of, you know, where, what is not Band-Aid stuff? Where is it starting from? And people thought, oh, that's not a real doctor. And now we all think that way. What's going on in your gut? This is a symptom of something else.
And Gina, that is really the key, is that we all starting to realize that our medical industrial complex makes money when we are sick. It doesn't make money when we are healthy, right? Guess what? When you're looking at the holistic doctor, you're paying them out of your own pocket. Yeah. They're looking at you trying to make you healthy because they're getting paid for keeping you healthy. Versus your medical system, they just want to prescribe you pills so they can cause more problems. And when the more problems, they give you more pills, right? How many of us are not taking anti-acid drugs like Nexium and PPI drugs, right? Guess what happens? That actually causes IBS, IBD, colorectal cancer. And by the way, Adam, cancer. You mentioned about the brain. That's really interesting. Gut and brain are connected through vagus nerve. What happens in the gut doesn't stay in the gut. It goes all the way to the brain. Now we can actually show, if you were to just Google depression and microbiome, you will see at least hundreds of articles that talk about it. In fact, as our own, when people who use Viome and follow our supplement and diet, their depression comes down, their anxiety comes down. And again, I just want to make sure that if somebody is listening in FDA, I'm not making any claim. I'm just simply telling you, we published a paper that shows this. So please don't go out and say, hey guys, you said you cured our depression. No, I'm not curing anything right now. This is simply, I'm telling you what we saw in our research.
It's a smart disclaimer.
Well, let me tell people where to go. Viome.com. This is a really interesting breakthrough. I know for a fact the last time we spoke, you were doing the testing, but you weren't doing the sort of bespoke supplements, which is makes sense. It's right. It's the next step.
Don't tell us what's wrong with us, but not how to fix it.
Yeah, Naveen, we'll speak off the air because I'm gonna get going with this stuff. And I love,
brother, why don't you, you should sign up for it, and I'm going to send you the kit to at least go ahead and experience it for yourself and Gina. So if you don't mind sending me and Chris, send me their address,
thank you.
I will send the stuff off to you, and I want you guys to experience it. Then you can talk about it and say how much better you feel now.
Perfect.
Thanks, Naveen Jain. We'll have you on much quicker than 3 years. Thanks, my friend.
Thanks a lot, brother. Talk to you soon.
Take care.
Thank you.
Man, that guy's got a motor, but
oof,
I love it.
Yeah.
He let off with, I don't like talking about myself.
Well, he doesn't like talking about his history. He likes talking about what he's doing. But I just love dogs who hunt.
Well, and like he said, like he's not a doctor. He doesn't come from medical, but he's like, what can I do? What do people need? Okay, we might need to go to space. We might need to look in our gut. Like, you know, he's a thinker.
Yeah.
He has a personal momentum for sure that I imagine is attractive to a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. And funny, infectious. I like that guy. All right, let me tell you about Hyundai Tucson. Hyundai questioned everything to create the best Tucson ever. Every inch of the new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with innovations inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved and completely redesigned. It's a beautiful SUV. It is packed with technology. It is comparable to expensive SUVs at a much lower price. And I've really looked closely at this car, and I'm really impressed. Digital key allows you to use your phone as a spare key. Also, it's got a 10.25-inch full-touch infotainment screen, which is dynamic and works beautifully. Running lights stylishly hidden in the front grille. It's if you're looking for an SUV, look at the Tucson. You will definitely squeeze the trigger on the Tucson. And you can learn more at Hyundai.com. All right, let's take a quick break. Come back, do the news right after this. Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gino Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Big news with Gina. Gino Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
Well, we know the major stuff that's going on with COVID right now and with new policy, but there's a lot of companies that are now trying to offer incentives to their employees to get vaccinated. There are some where you get, you know, 3 hours off, say, from, I think, the Dollar Tree store if you're an employee for each vaccine you get. Or, you know, there's certain lottery systems in Ohio, and these are all incentives for vaccinated people. But in Chicago,
what's the lottery system?
I just literally just saw it come up on my phone. So hopefully Chris
all
can
right,
help
well,
me out.
I'll let you
but
get
there's,
on with it.
They're doing anything they can to make sure people get vaccinated.
But is it a lottery system or you get like a...
No,
scratchers.
I think.
I mean, we're talking about incentive
right.
to get
it could be wrong. I think, like, there's a pool of people who've been vaxxed, and it's like a lottery. Like, you could get picked for a free college education.
I see that.
That
right.
kind of thing.
Okay.
But in Chicago, fully vaccinated people don't count towards capacity limits at businesses, like bars and restaurants and all that kind of stuff. Mayor Lori Lightfoot cited the loosening of restrictions with an increase in the vaccine. The new phase allows for higher capacity limits. It's at museums and zoos and events and all kinds of things. She tweeted, starting 5/14, which I believe is today as you hear this, businesses can exempt fully vaccinated individuals from capacity limits across all industries wow. as part of the bridge phase of our reopening plan. Restaurants and bars can also seat parties larger than 10 people if they're all vaxxed. So I guess we show our cards. Don't lose that.
Yeah. I mean, why, if you're vaccinated, you can't give it, you can't get it, yeah. then why are you counting toward the capacity if it's a reduced capacity?
And now we're talking about common sense, you know,
mm-hmm.
in leadership.
Mm-hmm. So you just show them you've been vaccinated.
Yeah.
I assume.
I would imagine you show the hostess.
Well, pardon me for slipping into slippery slope guy, but it starts off with a vaccination card. And next thing you know, they want to know your astrological sign or you and your daughter can't get into the Shake Shack. And after that, they want to see your tattoo to see if you're a Jew. So that's where this goes.
That's a scary
place. Wait a second. I don't feel as good about this as I did.
Mm-hmm. There's not a damn thing you can do about it.
They're literally asking for your papers.
They're literally asking for your papers.
Okay, I don't like this. Never mind. Big congratulations to Vladimir Putin. I mean, we knew he was, you know, the handsomest man in Russia, and we knew he was the most powerful. And just
he's the tallest man under 5'11" in Russia.
That's
Do you
exactly
guys know that?
By far.
That's exactly right. He's also the best hockey player in all of Russia. An all-star hockey game in Russia featuring prominent businessmen and politicians. I'm just going to play some of this while I tell you about it because it's all narrated in Russian. Politicians, former professional hockey players, they had a blowout game because they had Vladimir Putin on their team. Putin scored 8 goals.
I might take the other team and the points.
8 goals for his hockey legends team against the Night Hockey team. The Night Hockey League is a Russian amateur hockey tournament founded by Putin in 2011.
Oh my God.
It's customary for Vladimir to play on the legends team.
We're watching him shoot on goal while the other team stands around, yep, afraid to make a defensive
That's
move.
That's exactly right. The opposing team seemed not to play very much defense against Russia's leader, who scored 8 goals and was named VIP or MVP.
You know, it's like a romantic comedy.
Fist bumping everybody.
One of these.
He's dominating us.
So he's playing, right? And there's some ex-Soviet hockey pro that's out there. And at some point, Putin's getting dressed and he switches jerseys with another guy because this one's got it too small or something like that.
Here,
and
take
that,
mine, Premier.
And that guy sees this guy like against the boards and
not
just
today.
Goes full, you know, forearm shiver and takes him. And everyone, and they realize it's Putin. And now he's got to come to, he's got to come to Green Bay, Wisconsin to flee. Because the Red Guard's after him,
Dear
he's got a bounty on his head.
Right.
He's got to try to blend in at like a tractor supply store. You know, fish out of water, meets single cashier, mother of special needs. You know, love has to be found.
Sure.
He starts coaching her kid.
Right. Yeah. It's all of a sudden it's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have those weird. They have those scenes where, let's just say, they always have to have this scene in the movie. So. He's dating what's her name from 27 Dresses. We'll put her in there.
Catherine Heigl.
Catherine Heigl. That's the single mom.
Yeah.
You know. So this guy was an ex. He was an ex hockey pro who also was a Red Guard CIA. You know, whatever the Ruski version of the Presidential Protection Squad was. You know. So he's that dude. So they have that scene, but he's pretending like he's an aw shucks kind of guy, like he's a student from Ukraine or something like that. It's come, but they have to have that scene where his special skills show through or something. And they have that scene where like they're walking out to the car, his truck at night, the track supply, and like street thug comes up and like pulls the gun on him and like, I want your purse. And he does a Krav Maga, like grabs the gun and hounds him down. And then
he dismantles the gun.
Yeah. And then she looks at him like stunned, like, and then he kind of drops the gun. Like,
my dad was Hunter.
I didn't even know what I was doing.
Teaches
the special needs kid to play hockey.
Luck.
Yeah. Right. Right. Oh, this is a good movie.
This is good. I see this.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Oh, let me see. Red Check.
Red Line.
There's already a fine film named Red Line.
Okay. You guys think about it. Get back to me.
Yeah.
Well, this sounds like another movie that could be made. A black man has been accused of robbing a series of L.A. homes while wearing a very realistic mask that made him look like a white man. According now, it's, you know, from a distance, you would think that was a person, right?
Yeah.
Rakim, security camera or something.
Rakim Prowl, he's 30.
Sorry, Rakim, but when I see white guys involved with crime, I just assume
he's there for a reason.
There's a black guy wearing a mask.
That's right.
I mean, that's the way I look at it anyway. So.
And you'd be right one of the times.
Form-fitting mask.
He's been charged with 2 counts each of burglary, grand theft, and 1 count of vandalism, according to Beverly Hills
Impossible
Police.
Shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Officers investigating a string of burglaries in Beverly Hills had noticed the suspect's mouth was always open in CCTV footage.
Duh.
He was arrested on May 2nd during a traffic stop, with officers finding the mask and other items connected to the burglaries in the car. A further search of his home revealed more stolen items in connection to the burglaries. He was released from police custody. He'll appear in court on May 25th.
That's cultural appropriation.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Right.
I'm pissed.
I'm outraged.
Yeah. Kind of diabolical.
I was going to say, this worked for a while.
Yeah, got a wig.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks creepy for sure, but if you're not sure what you're looking at, it looks like a person.
That's got to be that's a weird move for the cop, you know, when you pop the trunk and you find, you know, like the North Hollywood bank robberies, a police scanner and zip ties and magazines and stuff. It's got to be a weird walk or back to the window of the car. Just your car? Creepy finding masks.
Yeah.
Masks are creepier off than they are on.
Oh,
absolutely.
Interesting.
This mask is creepier off this guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, yeah, there you go. It's what would be sold as flesh tone, but so isn't.
Mm.
Like it's a weird color.
Yeah, that's burn victim.
Yeah.
Had another sitcom idea here. He starts wearing the mask so much and robbing so many houses that he starts to feel white. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I know exactly what you mean.
Right.
He gets back and he says, and it was like his friend comes over and goes, "Hey, man, you want to watch a Lakers game? Well, we'll watch tennis for a change."
Yeah. This is a golf match.
The Masters.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy is head up by two strokes at the Masters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's real good.
Yeah.
You guys think of the name of that while I read the next story.
Red line. In the crease.
Mm-hmm. Conor McGregor is the world's highest earning athlete, taking in a whopping, any guesses?
Well, this is with his booze company.
Is he still earning?
Well, this remember when like Jay-Z was the highest earning rapper, but he had mm-hmm. so many other gigs, you know, mm-hmm. companies.
Mm-hmm.
But this is according to Forbes.
If he's the highest, it's got to be 200 million or more.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking 150 plus.
You guys can split it. 180 million mm-hmm. last year. The MMA star, however, made his money outside the octagon.
Yeah, he's lost his last couple of fights, I mm-hmm. think. He lost.
Well, 22 million came from a fight he lost to right. Dustin, is it Poirier?
Yeah.
At UFC 257. Most of the rest of his earnings came from his whiskey brand, Proper Number 12. Remember, he beat the shit out of that guy for not drinking it and banned him from the bar. This is the first time he's topped the list. I have some other people.
Well, he bought the bar and then banned it,
that's
right?
Yes.
Dan Dunn should bring it in. We should talk shit about it.
Despite the... that'll lure him over to us, despite the lockdown.
Oh, he beat Donald Cerrone and Cowboy Cerrone, as I call him, two fights ago. That's January 2020. All right. Is that January 2020? Yeah, it was. I remember it because it was right before everything was closing down.
I have the top 10 highest paid athletes of 2020. Yes, mm-hmm. there are a couple soccer dudes on it.
So this is obviously from everything.
Right.
Well, LeBron's got to be top three. Right?
No? Five. Well, 96.5 million. I'll go from 10 to 1. Kevin Durant, 75 million. Tom Brady, 76 million. Lewis Hamilton, 82 million. Roger Federer, 90 million. Neymar, 95. LeBron James, 96.5. Dak Prescott, 107.5.
Wow, with that injury.
You got paid.
Cristiano Ronaldo, 120. Lionel Messi, 130. And Conor McGregor, 180.
We are losing our grip, people.
I will I'll be my mom. You kick a ball.
For a living.
You know,
$1 million for kicking a ball? Do you know how much teachers are getting paid in the inner city for teaching special needs dolphins? And you kick a ball? Anyone deserve it? By the way, I always love this one. This is how you know your parents are fucking losers. What are you going to do with 120? I don't know. All the shit we don't do, bitch. Vacations, second car, first car that runs.
Yeah. Our own house.
The exotic second bathroom we've heard so much about. All those crazy things.
Air.
Eat somewhere other than standing up in the fucking kitchen. Like, this is it. Central heat, central air.
A yearbook.
Ooh, you could get my sister a retainer. These are all crazy exotic things.
A Letterman jacket that I earned in Camp Bar.
I could ride a Schwinn instead of a Huffy. I could wear Levi's instead of Toughskins. The world would be our oyster.
This is just the start.
Yeah, that's just the first million.
We can leave this house, this town.
That's right.
The state.
Yeah, you know those pictures of people skiing? We could be one of those people.
Yeah.
So many things. Oh. College, orthodonture.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it just keeps going. People, but down the road, you could pay for other people's weddings.
Right.
The mind is numb. Think about all the possibilities.
We could drive to the ocean and get back.
We could fill up the car with gas instead of doing $7 at a time. Yeah. The weird, exotic things
let
of that
nature. Let
your pie
go.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about another innovator, Hans Zimmer, who I'm sure you're familiar
with. I could
with.
Own yes. a down jacket with actual goose feathers in it instead of Dacron Pile. Crazy shit.
Yeah.
Exotics.
It'll never happen.
Never going to happen.
Hans Zimmer is a famous Hollywood.
Oh,
yes.
We wouldn't have to argue over the condition of the shoes I was wearing currently that would factor in heavily into buying a second pair. She's like, you got another 4 months on those? Come on.
Oh, you could have all the Tupperware your heart desires. You have to bring your lunch in a mayonnaise jar.
Don't bother running around the bottom.
Oh, my God. Yeah. The things we could have done with that $120 million.
She just wasn't a forward thinker.
No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Well, guess who is? Hans Zimmer. He is, of course, the famous Hollywood composer. You've heard his music in a million things. Inception, Pirates of the Caribbean.
He's
Miami Vice, right? Isn't
that? That's Jan Hammer.
Jan Hammer, Hans Zimmer. Either one of them.
Well, he has now you will be interested in this. He's now composed.
Hold on. Yes. I like when people sing song themselves, right?
Yeah.
Mm. Like, all right, Hans Zimmer, that's Miami Vice, right?
Jan Hammer.
Jan Hammer.
Hans Zimmer.
Whatever. I just sing song myself. Correct.
Oh, I know everything about composers.
Yeah.
Are you made it so demeaning that you just want to move, like Brian wants to move on now.
Even though it was right up right.
I'm sorry, I'm not obsessed with composers. They turn in that weird obsession that you have.
Yep, right. Yep. He has now composed driving sounds for the electric vehicle from BMW, according to Autoblog, and I'm going to play it for you. Electric cars, as you know, are pretty much silent, so BMW hired Zimmer to give some of their new vroom sound to the cars, and I watched the whole video. It's like 10 minutes long, but I'm just going to show you the very end. Here's a clip from the M-Car promo featuring Hans Zimmer and the sound that it's going to make.
So I keep thinking, you know, we can go further with these sounds because the sportiness, the whole philosophy behind the M-cars, and I think behind the drivers that drive it, is that they're a little bit more ready for a bit of an experiment, for a little bit something new and something unusual.
So that's going to be the pre-programmed sound in your silent electric vehicle.
Is it
internal or external?
Thank you, Brian. That's about
it. Is that really your question?
That's
you mean, does it come through your speaker or does it come through your engine?
Can you hear it inside or does it project out to the world?
I assumed it's the inside because it's all about the driver experience.
That's
what they're talking about in the promo.
All right, so there's a couple of things. Well, first off, you can listen to other Hans Zimmer songs. Like you could listen to Miami
anything.
Vice.
Or anything.
Jan Hammer, Hans Zimmer. Whoa, sorry. But I was walking up the street there, and you guys are all probably experienced this by now. Like I was walking down a street in Malibu and like had kind of an electric car come up on me. Like
you do not hear the
cars.
And I think the new ones have to. I think the new ones have to have sound. Because a girlfriend of mine got an electric car and I was like, ooh, that's a crazy sound. She's like, yeah, they all come with this now.
Hmm. Well, it's interesting. And I wonder if Gary knows. Does that sound in the cabin or coming off the front grill?
What Gina's talking about is coming off either the front or the rear grill, and it's only at low speed, so it's only like under 10 miles an hour. So when you're in a parking lot or something.
What is the sound it makes?
It varies from producer to producer. They just have to have something. It's an alert for pedestrians.
Yeah. So there's some sort of...
there's an external speaker grill, like usually under the back bumper.
Yeah, and so... I'm trying to think of the sanctioning body. Not CAFE,
Highway Traffic Safety Association.
NTSC.
Yeah, it'll pop in our head. But anyway, they probably have some minimal decimal thing that it needs to be at because they got to regulate it somehow.
Oh, so they're interested in regulating the minimum but not the maximum when it comes to construction sites.
Right. So then the Hans Zimmer one, wait a minute, now my head's swimming. Is it still Hans Zimmer?
Hans Zimmer.
Is that... We still don't know if that's inside or outside.
I assume because the whole thing they're talking about the driver.
Shit, I was trying to think of DOT, Department of Transportation. Oh. Yes, yeah. DOT approved.
I'm sure it's in there. I mean, I definitely was assuming because they're like, the driver experience. This is the kind of driver who wants more, who's ready for more.
Well, Chris looks that up. Side tangential note. One thing that's really suffered in movies, not suffered, gone away, let's say, in movies, iconic scores, all the Indiana Jones, Star Wars, Superman, on and on, Jurassic Park. When's the last time there was an iconic, like a score you could hum?
Yeah, Gladiator was awesome.
It's great, but could you hum the Gladiator tune?
Well, no, but that was 20 years ago.
Right, like, but Lord of the Rings, maybe. Yeah. But it's really Peter. Well, and to that point, Hans Zimmer had created, like, some people love it, some people hate it, created an iconic sound for Inception or Batman or whatever. Like, it was an iconic sound.
But it's funny that you brought up all the John Williams movies, because that's always my conversation piece, which is you have Superman, Star Wars, and Indiana Jones. Which one do you feel most connected to, / which one's your favorite? Mine is Indiana Jones.
We're kind of living in a Trent Reznor world. Not big symphonic scores, but weird kind of moody, kitschy stuff. Yeah. I don't like it. It's kind of gone the same way as the Oscars with the film of the year, you know. Yeah. It's like best film. It's like they've gotten small and nobody knows, half people didn't see them. All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
Bye-bye, Adam. Gina
Grad. That was the news with Gina Grad.
AirMed Care Network health insurance doesn't always cover the cost of an emergency medical flight. Even with comprehensive coverage, you could get hit with a substantial copay and deductibles. Plan ahead in an emergency. AirMed Care Network of highly trained crews provide air medical transport to the nearest, most appropriate trauma center. With an AirMed Care Network membership, you pay no out-of-pocket expenses for the flight, and AMCN membership covers your entire household for as little as $85 a year. Secure your financial peace of mind. As a listener, you'll get up to a $50 gift e-gift card with a new membership. So protect your family for just $85 a year, and that includes the entire household, and you'll be eligible for the $50 e-gift card with a new membership. Visit airmedcarenetwork.com/Adam. Use the code Adam. All right, Naveen Jain, everybody. Fired out of a cannon. Love that guy. But interesting stuff, man. Live events, Los Angeles, Jam in the Van, May 22nd, doing a live pod. Brian's walking there with his bucket of whiz. So come on out and press the flesh, man.
For you.
Also, Dawson's record. He's got an announcement.
Yeah, new record is out. We just got a big order for 400 copies of vinyl. So I'm closing up the pre-sale. You can right now, if you really want a vinyl record, I'm placing the order on Monday. So this is your last weekend to do it at thesmokingkills.com. Thank you.
And Golden, Colorado coming up. Anchorage, Alaska, Cooch, July 3rd. You just go to amcurl.com. Royal Oak, Michigan coming up. Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Arvis Bank Theater. You just go to amcurl.com for all the live shows. Until next time, it's Adam for Gina, Naveen, and Bald. Say it. Mahalo.
Black men, I love you. Follow the Adam Carolla Show on Twitter at Adam Carolla Show. Follow Ace on Twitter at Adam Carolla. Catch Gina Grad with Teresa Strasser on the podcast Easy Listening. Paul Bryan on the Film Vault. And the rest of us turkeys here on a show called The Water Cooler. You can leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744. And for tickets to see the Ace Man live, books, movies, and more, go to adamcarolla.com.
Hey, Geico, do you own? Do you rent? Well, you do one or the other, right? You know, it's hard work out there. Owning, renting. You want to save some money? How about you bundle? Bundle your policies at Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle the homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you got so much to do already. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see just how much you could save at Geico. That is geico.com today. That's geico.com.